Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday the 13th of March, episode number 775. Not got long this morning because there's a ton of football on and got some Zoom as well, lunchtime, to do with a few of you. You boys, you do make me laugh. Some good old chuckles this morning. The old Villa fans and all sorts. You're just an entertaining bunch, you do. It's brighten up the morning when I'm sitting doing my spreadsheets and seeing your nonsense pop up. As a result, we got two polls going on Twitter. I was going to do the Louise and Deer poll because Suggsy's still going on that Deer's better and he couldn't have Louise. The guy's just miles better, but he's clueless, isn't he? We know he's clueless. And then the old Villa fans trying to goad me that Jack's better than Harry. Best Englishman, one put. So we got a poll. Who would you rather have in your team, Kane or Grealish? Go and answer that one. Try and answer sensibly. I know that's beyond some of you. And who would you rather have in central defence, Luis or Dia? Be interesting to see. Currently Kane and Luis out in front, because obviously I know what I'm talking about. Further kickback about this home crowd business. I think people are just doing it to wind me up. I'm struggling to handle it now, I'll be honest. I think it's just being done on purpose. Sticks are being poked. So I'm not going to bite. I'm just going to chillax. There was something else I had to talk about. I can't remember. Old Golf Guru's got a couple up there, isn't he? Chris Kirk at 100, Garcia at 60, advised. Certainly back on form, I think, this year. He's had him in amongst it, already had a 50-1 winner. So I am hopeful of a good year. Be nice if one of them two can get across the line. I imagine some have traded on. I know Garcia went into about four, but Kirk probably sitting a little bit higher. And fair play, Westwood making a bit of a resurgence in his career. Obviously tied for the lead going into the last round last week and finished second. And he's up leading here, but I don't think he'll win it, I'll be honest. I think when push comes to shove, old Lely misses a few putts that matter. Won all last night, Newcastle. I'll tell you a story about that next week. Just got a little thing going with the boys. I will report in on that next week. Right, let's do today's football because I can't remember the other thing. Cheltenham details I'll have, as I say, over the next couple of days. Hopefully be able to get something out to you tomorrow. I'll do that all via email, Telegram, Twitter. Okay, so just some other bets. Oh, hang on now, I'm trading this game in Russia. Has there been a go? I'm trying to do about 800 things at once. No, there hasn't. That's okay. Right, what we got here? We have got today's football. Over the weekend, so I said I'd have a look at some of the fixed odds stuff, so I've done that for you. Teams I like, home wins this week. Union Berlin against Köln. In the Bundesliga, that's 2:30 today. Union Berlin versus Köln. Leipzig tomorrow at 2:30. If they stay above 1.8, they're about 1.87 now. If they drip below 1.8, then I wouldn't touch them. But if you want to back them above that, anything above 1.8 is good. And a team I do think a good value again are Sevilla. And that's 8 o'clock tomorrow. So Union Berlin, Leipzig and Sevilla. Put them in a treble, Suggsy. And then first half goals. I've got Angers in the French league. That's 12 o'clock today. Angers versus Saint-Étienne. First half goal. We have got Bundesliga, Wolfsburg, Schalke, first half goal. So again, these, you know, I do these 20-25 minutes in. Wolfsburg, Schalke. Schalke being desperate this year, but Wolfsburg going quite well. So Wolfsburg, Schalke, first half goal. Angers, first half goal. I'm trying to find another one. Oh, and the other one's tomorrow again in the Bundesliga at 5 o'clock. Stuttgart, Hoffenheim. Quite like Stuttgart to win that game, but there just wasn't enough in it. But Stuttgart, Hoffenheim, first half goal. And then I've got a 2.5, and this one I would wait until the price gets to 2 in play and then drip it in. If it goal goes in before it gets to 2, leave it. Willem II versus Heerenveen, which is today at 3:30. Willem II versus Heerenveen. Over 2.5, as I say. If it gets to 2.0, drip it in, trade from there. How I trade those, if a goal goes in, I usually just sit on it and let it get back to my entry price. If there hasn't been a second goal, you can scratch. If a second goal goes in before you get back to your entry price, then you can make a bit of hay. So that's all those bits. I've got some others as well. Hold on a second. That's all off one sheet. I have got over 1.5 goals at Kestelon versus Sabadell this evening at 7:30. So that is a game, again, if it gets 20 minutes in, back over 1.5 goals. If a goal goes in first half, I tend to let it ride through the second half. But you can remove liability and trade Kestelon, Sabadell, 7:30 in Segunda. And where are we here? I've got more sheets than I know what to do with. More sheets than the Daily Mirror. Not that one. A couple of late goals for you. Again, tonight, 8:30, Tondela versus Sporting Lisbon. Tondela, Sporting Lisbon. So if that is 0-0, if that is any score, 0-0 to 3-3, and there hasn't been a second half goal by the 70th minute, drip lay the current score line. So if it was 1-0, you could drip lay 1-0 in the correct score market, or lay under 1.5 goals. And the same bet at Lechia Gdansk, 4:30 today versus Wisla Krakow. Lechia Gdansk versus Wisla Krakow. Fluent Polish once again. So quite a bit of football there to get your teeth into. See, by doing the Friday preview, shortening the pods, it enables me to give you a bit more over the weekends to get your teeth into. The golf I will keep an eye on. Not sure whether I'll do anything. Certainly if Westwood keeps going and gets low, I may lay him. I'll put that up on Twitter and Telegram. Enjoy the North London Derby today. Be interested if you could genuinely answer those polls on Twitter, honestly. I'm interested to see what the troops think. And I will be back with you all on Monday for Mindset Monday. And then obviously we're into Cheltenham week as well, and the Cheltenham stuff, as I say, I'll get out to you as soon as I get the opportunity. Have a lovely weekend at the Spurs. Let's hope we give those gooners a good old stuff in tomorrow, and I'll speak to you on Monday.